Bueno.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're getting close to the holidays, and I thought we'd give you a little bit of information about a possible gift for your favorite gardener. And one of the areas where a lot of people are changing now, rather than taking all the plant material, bagging it, throwing it to the dump, they're composting. And Mike Taylor is joining us this morning, and he's from the Compost Tumbler Company, and he's going to tell you about composting. I have a compost tumbler, and I'm amazed, totally amazed at what this product does. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Bo, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Before we start, I need to tell you something. In the fall, when I put all my gardens to bed, I filled my compost tumbler to the max. And I wanted to get everything in, so as I stuffed it, I took a small, like a sledgehammer, and grabbed the handle and tamped down on the material that I put in the compost tumbler, and I really, really filled it. Figuring by spring, some of it's going to rot. And what amazed me is about a month later, I went back and just opened it to see if anything was happening. It had actually shrunk and material had begun to break down in that compost tumbler.
It certainly does. Even though it's not as fast as it would be during the summer, you certainly get some breakdown, even though you don't expect it. That's all part of, you know, the volume and getting it all in there and having the right environment for it as opposed to leaving it sit out towards the elements. So you're right. You know, fall is a great time to get every last bit of material that you have, get it in there, and in some cases you can get one more load done before the winter season hits. But if not, you have a head start on next year as well.
Well, that's what I figured. I figured I could get as much stuff in there, and that way when the weather starts to get nice in late March into April, maybe by the time we get to planting time in mid to late May, I would have something that was broken down quite a bit. And I'm totally amazed. I kept my pumpkins until December 1st, and that's when I opened up my compost tumbler and saw all the space. I broke up my pumpkins, threw them in there, filled it again, and yesterday before the program, I decided I would check it, and those pumpkins are pretty well rotted right now, and I have more room to add additional material. So it's really a great product. Tell our listeners about the compost tumbler, a little bit of history about it and how it works.
Sure. Well, we've been actually making the compost tumbler for 30 years now. So we started in 1980. And the idea behind it was gardeners, of course, know the value of compost and of making your own compost, but it had always been a very long process. You'd have to start, in some cases, almost a year ahead of when you'd need it. And so the idea was to come up with something that could accelerate the process and get it down to even as little as a few weeks. And so that's how the compost tumbler came about. It's a drum that is raised up off the ground, completely enclosed, and manually turned, so the material inside is always mixed well, vents for airflow to come in and out. Of course, turning and airflow are important parts of the composting process. And there's also vents there to allow moisture, excess moisture, to drain out. That's also very important to the process as well. And over the years, we've developed and expanded that line. We started out with just one model, which was really for the hardcore gardener who had a lot of property. And it's now expanded to the point where if you just have a small patio and some kitchen scraps, you can compost that material instead of, as you said, what used to happen, people would throw that out and just waste it, then have to go down to the store and buy your own fertilizer for your plants, your garden, whatever the case may be.
Now, how about the area where the compost tumbler should go? Can gardeners put it just about any place, or is there an area where it will work its best?
It really can go anywhere, and that's the great thing. We get that question a lot. Does it have to be in direct sun all day? No, it doesn't. The best part is to put it where it's going to be most convenient for you. So a lot of people will keep it by their back door so they can put in kitchen scraps. Other people will keep it by their garden, where it's going to be easiest to transfer the material out and put it right into the ground. So it really just depends on what works for you. All the models are a nice green shade, so it's not something that's going to stick out like a sore thumb in the middle of your yard, regardless of where you put it.
How about water? Is that important that during the time that you're composting, especially during the summer when it gets really, really hot, how important is it to add water to your compost tumbler?
You're going to want to check the moisture probably a few times a week, especially during the summer, because when you think about it, the composting process, if you've ever done composting, generates a lot of heat. The inside of that pile can get as high as 150, 160 degrees. So there's going to be a lot of evaporation. And then if you combine that with a hot midday summer sun, that pile can dry out. Whether you're using a compost tumbler or whether you just had it lying on the ground, it can dry out. So you may want to add moisture periodically, especially during the summer. The best way to check is just to grab a handful. If it feels dry, add some water. And if not, then you're in good shape. But the key is, when you're working with the compost tumbler, all the same rules of composting apply. It's just easier to deal with. You don't have to deal with a big, huge pile. It's all contained. It's easy to water it and then turn it so the moisture mix all the way through it, and it helps you get everything done quickly.
Would adding, you'll see in some of the garden centers, they sell like compost maker or compost activator. Does something like that help to speed that process in your compost tumbler?
In most cases, you don't need any type of additives to help composting work. Composting is a natural process, so mixing items together in your compost tumbler is no different than when it happens in nature. Most of those items that you find are what you might call a substitute. So let's say you have in the fall a bunch of leaves that you want to try and compost, and you don't have anything green to mix with it. By green, I'm talking about fresh grass or anything from your kitchen. Then, in that case, an additive may help the process along, but it's a pretty rare instance when you would need something like that. Most of the time, and we get that question a lot, do you need to buy something in order to make it work so fast? No, you don't. Just use what you have there in your garden, in your kitchen, and you'll be just fine.
Wonderful. Now, how about your website where people can get some information about the compost tumbler?
Yeah, sure. The website is actually the name of the product, so it's composttumbler.com, composttumbler. You can go there. We have four different models. You can compare and contrast the models, see which one is right for you, and purchase if you're ready to do that. We do have a a special 30th year sale, which is still going on through the end of the year. So it's actually a great time to purchase one, even if you're storing it, giving it a Christmas gift, or even just storing it for yourself until the summer or until the spring when you can use it. We've actually rolled back prices for this last month. They're the lowest that they've been since 2003, so it's actually a pretty good sale. If you go onto the website, there's a special code that you would use. If you put in the code 2003S, it'll give you the special prices for all four models are actually on sale right now.
Now, if somebody wants to order a compost tumbler, I know we're getting close to the holiday. How about, is there a way that you could send them a picture or a coupon or something that they can wrap up in a box? Or maybe they can just print it right off the website, a picture of the compost tumbler and saying it's been ordered, it will be delivered to your house in so many days and so forth?
Yeah, you absolutely can do that. We actually still have all models in stock, so if they were to order, you know, within the next day or so, we're in Pennsylvania. We ship from Pennsylvania. There's still possibilities that you could get it there before Christmas.
Wonderful. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And
thank you.
We appreciate all of your information about composting. Have a great Christmas and holiday season.
Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the holidays.
You too, Mike. Bye-bye. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Trying to give you some ideas for the holidays with bird feeders, bird food, compost tumbler. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we will talk about a new technology in grow lights for inside. But right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Harold from Dover, New Hampshire, who has a question about poinsettias.
Harold, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. We're having problems with our poinsettias this year. I don't know why. The leaves are curling up, the blossoms are curling up and dropping off. We have a warm, dry home, but it's the first time we've had this experience. Okay. We're trying not to overwater and do all the right things, but we'd like to get another one or two plants, but we're kind of discouraged because they're drying up and dropping off.
Okay. Are they in, tin foil or a plastic pot cover?
No, we took the tin foil off and the plant cover's off, so we try to prevent that problem. The foil is off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are the leaves falling from the bottom, working its way up, or are they falling from all over the plant?
Well, I think they're starting from the bottom and working their way up.
Okay. Now, when you water the plants, do you water with a fairly warm water or are you using cold?
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm water.
Yeah.
Okay. And how often are you watering the poinsettias?
Every other day, probably.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. How about what type of heat do you have, Harold, in your home?
Well, this is hot air and it's dry. We don't have a humidifier and we have this geothermal heat now and it is hot and dry. We keep our home quite warm, 78 degrees. Oh, I'm sure that's part of the problem.
Well, is the plant near one of those vents that's blowing the forced hot air into your house?
We're trying to keep away from that, yes. We're trying to avoid that blast of heat, so that doesn't seem to help either.
Okay, what I want you to do is take, when you get your morning paper and you're done reading it, spread some newspaper out on your kitchen table, turn the plant upside down, pull the pot off of the soil or the root ball, and look at the color of the root system of your poinsettia. Okay? If you notice that the roots themselves are beginning to change from white to kind of an ivory and maybe even to brown or black, that would be a sign that you're giving them too much water. Poinsettias like to be moist, but they don't want to be wet for long periods of time. And what I do with mine is I water the plant, give it a chance to drain out, get all the excess out, and then I'll pick up the pot with one hand and feel how heavy it is. The next day, I'll grab a hold of the pot and I'll pick it up and I adjust the watering to the weight of the pot. You're better off to let it go a little bit on the dry side than to keep it wet all the time. You can take your index finger, push it into the pot a couple of knuckles deep. That will be a good indicator, but if you're watering it every other day, before you water it, put your finger into the soil, lift up the pot and feel the weight. And if there's some good weight to the container, you can go another 2 or 3 days. My poinsettias, for example, I have some 4-inch. I have some, I don't know, just 7 or 8-inch with 3 plants in that pot. They get watered, I would say, maybe once a week, maybe a little bit more often. And there's a couple that I have right near a window, so they get sun all day. They're going to use more water than a poinsettia that would be set back in the room and doesn't get any direct sunlight on it. But put your finger in, 2 knuckles deep, feel it. If it feels moist, leave it alone and look at the root system. If the roots are turning brown or going to black, you have given them too much water and you forced all the air that should be in that soil out. And there are those air pockets have been filled with water and the roots are slowly suffocating, and that's what's making the root, the leaves fall from your plant. Okay, give that a try.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food. They will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Paul from Windham, New Hampshire, who has a question about feeding birds.
Paul, good morning, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, Paul. I'd just like to start out and say we're early risers. My wife and I have thoroughly enjoyed your program. We've learned so much from you. And the last couple of weeks, you've been talking to our delight about feeding birds. We moved here to Windham in 1980. We have 7 acres of really good habitat. And we feed a tremendous amount of birds. We have 6 feeders. And I was happy to hear that your advice against buying cheap filler bird food, it really doesn't work. We've tried just about every kind of bird food you could imagine. And over the years, we've learned that this number 2 sunflower, it's a generic. It's not black oil. It's a mixed seed, but it has a great deal of hearts and so forth with a 50% crude fat content. You can't get it. It's all sunflower. You can't get it in box shops. We get it from dairy feed and supply up in Derry, New Hampshire. And I think that Dodge Grain in Salem, New Hampshire carries it. I'm not sure. But we have these large feeders. We have 6 hanging feeders. And it attracts, right now I'm looking out my kitchen window, and I've probably got 3 or 4 dozen pine siskins out there all lined up waiting to get on the feeder. And we put it all And in addition, of course, we have a problem with squirrels, as everyone does. So we were over at Beaver Valley Farms in Pelham the other day, and we saw this anti-squirrel feeder. It just wasn't large enough. So then I saw an ad from Ace Hardware, and they're all over New Hampshire. And right now they have a fantastic sale. It's a $49 three-tube, 8-pound feeding station for $19.99, and it's called Squirrel Be Gone. And it works. I've got it hanging right out here on the deck. And if a squirrel tries to get on it, the springs allow the feeder to go down and close the feeding ports. So I've solved my squirrel problem of stealing food from my feeders. But to keep them entertained, I bought a 50-pound raw peanuts with shells at Beaver Valley for $42.99, a great price, way less than a dollar a pound. I put a few of them out to the Jays, Blue Jays' delight, and the squirrels stay busy. So I just wanted to pass that on about number two. It's a little expensive compared to the box shops, but it's a great value. A couple of years ago when we had the ice storm, we fed as much as 200 pounds of it. It comes in 50-pound bags to keep the birds alive when things that we have mallard ducks that come up from the pond, and they eat droppings off the feed. And we also have what we call the Magnificent Seven. That's seven big turkeys that come wandering in the yard and feed underneath the feeders. But it's a very wonderful food, and I would highly recommend anyone who is taking care of their birds to take a look at it and find out where they can purchase it.
Okay, so give us the name of that sunflower blend again.
Yeah, it's just called, I'm looking at the back bag. It's a big white bag. It's a generic. It's just called Premium Blend. The number on the top is 210N20. It's in a white bag. It's got pictures of a bird feeder on it. It's called Sunflower for Wild Bird Feeding. It's put out by the wild bird feeding industry. And the company is Dahlgren and Company in Crookston, Minnesota. And it's, like I say, it's 50% fat, 19% protein. And it's sunflower and sunflower parts. So you don't get all the wasted seed hulls that you do with the stripes and so forth. And you don't have a problem with those worms that get into the striped sunflower seeds. It's... it has no brand name other than that on it, but I've never had a problem getting it under the name Number Two Sunflower. I think that's
Number Two Sunflower.
I think it's an Agricultural Department designation, and as I say, you can get it at the Dairy Feed and Supply in Derry, and I think Dodge Grain, and I think it's only your agricultural food places, you know, horse food and cow supplies and chicken food. Those kind of shops, specialty shops, I believe, was where you have your best luck finding it.
Right, because they know quality, and unlike the box stores, they'll take whatever they can get a deal on, and they're filled full of fillers.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I wish I was able to see what your backyard looked like, and from your description of all the feeders and having occasional ducks come up and wild turkeys, it must be a ball all winter long, especially after a snow, to fill the feeders and watch all these birds and animals come up to feed under them and on them. It must be a great winter for you. And you're making me jealous. I wish I had that much wildlife in my backyard. And we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you for sharing all of your information with our listeners. And hopefully some of our listeners doing some last-minute shopping may consider feeding the birds. It is a wonderful hobby. Set up the bird feeder where you're able to look out the window normally to enjoy it. We have ours right out the kitchen window. When we sit at the table to have dinner, we can look out the kitchen window, watch the birds on the feeders. I can have my morning coffee. Matter of fact, right now, doing a radio show from my dining room, I can look out that same window and watch the birds on the feeder. So it's a lot of fun. Think about it. It could be a great start to a wonderful hobby, for a wonderful hobby. And it begins with just a single bird feeder and good quality bird food. Don't buy the junk, as C. Ann told you, and as you were just told, they'll throw out the junk and it costs you twice as much. It's not a bargain. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Marie from Rhode Island, who has a question about a hibiscus.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, and to you also. I enjoy your show. I try to listen to it as much as I can, but it's a little hard for me sometimes because being Sunday, I go to church, and I can't always listen to the whole show. But anyway, I have a problem. My son gave me an hibiscus. It was beautiful. It was healthy. But now all of a sudden, little by little, the leaves are turning brown with yellow on it and fallen. Is that a regular thing for it to do? I don't know too much about it.
Okay. How long have you had the plant, Marie?
Since Mother's Day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
The first thing I would do is spread some newspaper down on the floor or on your table, pull the pot off of your plant, and look at the root ball. And if you see that it's just solid roots, or at least more than 50% of the soil is filled with roots, you may want to consider repotting it to a new and larger container. And you want to go to a pot about 2 inches bigger in size. And what you can do is just go to your local garden center, Scott's, Miracle-Gro, Espoma. They all have beautiful potting soils now. And try and find a soil that contains the mycorrhiza. Spend a little extra money because it will make a big, big difference. Don't buy stuff that's heavy and muddy. You want to get something that you can handle easily. And Miracle-Gro, Scott's, Espoma potting soil are absolutely wonderful. So repot it. And what I always recommend, and I do this on all my plants outside and inside during the winter, I fertilize with a product called Osmocote, and it's spelled O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E, and it looks like little BBs. Follow the recommendations, and you just sprinkle it on the top of the soil and water. And what is nice about this, every time you water your plant, every time, it gets fertilized. So you don't have to worry about mixing and feeding. It feeds the plants for 3 months. That way, it gets fed on a regular basis. And hibiscus is a very demanding plant. It's very hungry. And if you can fertilize that plant on a regular basis, if you're using a liquid every single week, it will bloom nonstop. So I would think maybe repotting it, keeping it in a sunny window, using the Osmocote pellet, and I know you will see a big improvement in the quality of that plant. So think about doing that today. Get it ready for the holiday by repotting it, feeding it. You're going to see a big difference in that quality. Thank you, and have a great holiday. 800-259-9231 is the number to call. We're here to help you to have a better garden and to help you with some possible Christmas presents for gardening friends. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Pat from Massachusetts, who has a question about a lime tree.
Good morning, Pat. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Pat.
Listen, I have a lime tree. You know, I bought it as a little thing in Florida. It's grown up to be about four and a half feet tall, and it's about three feet wide. The branches, maybe a little more than that. But it never flowers. I take it out for the summer and bring it in for the winter. Are they supposed to flower?
Did you buy it in like a little box, a little package plant?
Yeah, right.
Okay. What you bought is a plant that, when mature, will produce lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruit, whatever. It doesn't depend. It doesn't matter which one you bought. But the problem is, it's a plant that will mature at a certain height. What if you really want to see flowers and fruit, what you have to buy is a grafted variety, because the one that you bought was just a cutting from the plant, and it will only mature to make fruit at about 5 feet, maybe even a little bit taller. So it's going to take some time, but what you can do to help it is this. Citrus of all type, and it doesn't matter what kind, but citrus is a plant that likes an acid fertilizer. So next time you go to the garden center, pick up a fertilizer called Mere Acid. You know what Miracle-Gro is? Miracle-Gro is in the green and yellow box. Mere Acid is in the blue and silver box, made by the same company, but it's an acid base. And if you can use that, you'll see a difference, and fertilizer will help it to bloom.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Polly from New Hampshire, who has a question about composting.
Polly, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Good morning, Paul. Same to you. I have big apple trees in my backyard, and I have bears that come and eat them. Now, I want to know if I can put the bear droppings on my compost.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know whether that was good to use or not.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. The only type of animal droppings that you do not want to put in your garden are from animals that you're feeding bag products to. So if you have, let's say, rabbits, and you're giving them rabbit pellets every single day, then you can put it in your compost pile to help it break down, but you're not going to get the same quality of fertilizer from that. Of course, cats and dogs, no way. That's not something that you want to put in your compost pile or in your garden, but any wild animal that's eating greens or vegetables or fruit, their droppings are absolutely wonderful. So you can put it in your compost pile, give it a chance to break down. But horse and cow, the thing that you want to say to yourself is this. If you're using horse manure, it has to be a year old. If it's not a year old and it's, let's say 2 or 3 months and it's still hot, there's a good chance you're going to have a lot of seeds from the grain that horse ate. A bear, in your case, is not eating grains. He's eating berries. He's eating, like you said, apples coming from your tree. And that type of food that he's processing is not going to create a problem. So animals that eat a lot of grain that don't have a chance to really let them break down properly can create a weed problem to your garden. So go ahead, pick up all of those droppings, put it in your compost pile, and it will give you some great power for your soil. But if you have deer that come, of course, any kind of bird is going to be great manure. So if you have a bird feeder and you're getting a lot of droppings around it, rake it up and clean it. But just be careful that if you're cleaning around a bird feeder, for example, and you're don't take that mess that you're cleaning, which would be seed shells, could be this Milo, which is a real bad seed for birds because they don't like it. But if you get this Milo in your garden, you could have a weed that will not stop or go away. So I always take, when I clean underneath my feeders, especially in the spring, after I've been adding seed all winter, I take all of that mess and I do not put it in the compost pile. I throw everything away, throw it into the woods, and let it break down naturally. That way I don't introduce the possibility of seed that fell from the feeder, whether it's good or not, and have a problem with a weed coming up that I can't stop. But any wild animal, I have a friend who lives in Massachusetts part-time and in New Hampshire, and she raises llamas. And her llama manure, you should see what it does for her garden. It's just incredible. So if you live in like Haverhill, go to Kimball Farms and you can buy llama manure. You put that in your garden and your garden will grow incredible. Super duper. She has one of the best gardens I've ever seen and all she uses is llama manure. So try something different. You're going to be amazed. 800-259-9231.